All right, so this lady, you know, is basically telling me that she just works in social services, and this guy, 23 years old, supposedly had about 32 kids. She thought he might be exaggerating, but a lot of his kids, he does have a few kids, quite a few kids, that, you know, the government's taking for. He says, man, I just want to leave my seed here, you know. That was his comment. So the whole point is that, you know, it's about time for, is it time for government, you know, to step in and go, okay, you can only have 2-3 kids like they do in China. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a little hard. Can't go that far. But at some point, I mean, it's a double-edged sword because you can't cut back the assistance because the child suffers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Right.
Good morning. Hello.
What's up, y'all? It's Los from D.C. What's happening,
man? Your comment, please.
Hey, you know what? First of all, I am going to say there are some great single parents out there, and there are some great families that are on assistance. So like Soup just said, it's not the child's fault. The child wasn't asked to be born in this world, but once the child is in this world, it's up to us as a parent and you know, grown folks to take care of the child.
But I think
now, the
question is, would you be for or against government-sanctioned birth control?
Hell like, yeah.
If you above 5 kids, man, the government says, oh, you can no longer, you know, father any more children.
Mm. Well, let's look at the financial situation. As for that dude that got 31 kids, he'd be the first one in my line. I'm telling you, he'd be like the poster child. I would have him up and say, don't do what this dude just did. Because apparently, you are not taking care of these kids financially. I don't care who you are. There's just no way. You got to financially be supportive. There's a lot of things in line. And one, then you see why kids are not following in the education, not getting the education. Now you see why kids are robbing and stealing because of the fact that they don't have that great support, especially from a father.
All right, man. I appreciate your comment because I know you can go. You're making sense. Flow, yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Russ. It's Paul from D.C. I don't think that, first of all, I want to say congratulations to Frieda's on her baby boy.
Thank you, Paul.
She's a great part of the show. All right. But we don't have to go as hard as China in terms of, like, saying you only can have 3 kids because there's some people out here like Eddie Murphy or some, you know, other rich people, or just well-off people, good families, you know, who provide double incomes for their children to support as many kids as they want. But when it gets down to that situation where you have somebody like him, we got 30-something kids. Yeah, I think it is. At some point, I guess after the 6th kid,
right,
you say, hey, man, look, you can't, you know, get him a vasectomy just as much as you can give a woman 2's time. Because,
right.
I mean, especially if they're getting government assistance. But what are these women doing in terms of background checks and finding out what's going on with him and why are they sleeping with him unprotected? That's what you need.
Well, you know, word gets out, he might be doing a whale, you know, before that, or he might have good hair. He might have good hair.
Yeah.
I know that's not even funny. My bad. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's Adrian from Durham.
All right. Is it about time for government-sanctioned birth control?
I don't know about government-sanctioned birth control, but I think there should be, if you have a baby by this person, as in the person that has 32 kids, we're not going to give you any assistance.
Mm.
So you know ahead of time that you're not going to get any money if you have a kid by somebody that you know ahead of time can't
Who not to hit website? We should have a website. You can't hit
this
dude.
That's exactly what we need. Don't have a baby by him because we're not going to help you.
Have some kind of alert, almost like an Amber Alert, man. Don't hit that.
That's exactly right.
Okay, thank you.
But that's not fair. What if he falls in love and that girl wants to have his baby?
Oh,
maybe it should be some salary restrictions or something. If you make under $20,000, you can't have no more than 1 child.
I like that idea.
Or if you have more than 2 kids, go ahead and make them sign loan papers.
What about my freedoms? Good morning. Hello. What about mine? I'm paying for your kids. It's all right. You know, not the kids' fault.
No, it's not.
No. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. This is Nikki. I think that, honestly, I think there has to be some sort of sanction. Because like you said, that situation where you have that many kids and you really cannot take care of them, it's childish. And I feel like it's really irresponsible as a parent. I think the last person said something really valid, making like they have tax levels, like how much you have to pay. I think if you have so much money, you can only have 3 kids, max, you know. Mm. I mean, you look at families like T.I. who have a bunch of kids, and he's able to support his kids. You know?
Right. Well, you know, that might be a factor, but you know what? It still gets in the way of our freedom
to
express ourselves in the beautiful United States of America. If I want to have 32 kids, I'll have them.